I went to you exactly 15 years ago at the Olympia in Dublin, Ireland, as part of your Rapier Wit tour. After the show, you did a meet and greet behind the bar. I met you, and you offered to sign something for me. I opened my bag, and the only thing in there was my passport. You proceeded to sign my passport and handed it back to me. To my surprise, inside the passport, you wrote, "Katie is a drug dealer." And while handing it back, you said, "Good luck leaving the country with that love." 15 years later, I've just left the country, and I'm here to see you again today. Where's Katie? Hi, Katie. Great to have you here. What are you doing over here, Katie?
I came over from work about 12 years ago.
About 12 years ago? And what, did you meet a fella?
Several.
She can't go back because of the shame. She'd be in a laundry working. You're standing up to talk to me like you're about to do the river dance or something. Cute. You're adorable. Thanks for coming, Katie. I appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah. Once every 15 years, you keep it regular. All right, what else we got? Prop 15. What, sorry? I've no idea. Prop. Zero. What does that mean? Okay, prop 50. What is it? What's your name? Why would I know? I don't know, but it's a what's your name? Anti-rigging the election. Well, I'm not sure that's gonna work. How do we know who's gonna fucking win? What are we gonna do, just count them up? What is it, the 1880s? Grow up.
Circumcised.
Am I circumcised? No. No, why would I be sure? I'm a European male. Well, now we have a finale to the show. If you could make everyone in the world understand one thing, what would it be? Ooh. Who's asking that? It's a very deep question. I think it would just be critical thinking, right? That's it. People are overly impressed with the AI machines, but AI is very left brain, and we live in a very left brain world, right? And the left brain is very good at doing complicated things. And complicated things, like going to the moon, sound impressive, but are they? It's just one thing after another. The right brain is what humanity does brilliantly. The only thing we do better than doing things logically in an order and making lists is the gestalt, the whole. Art and music and comedy and laughter and love and joy. Sports, all the things we really fucking care about, AI can never fucking go near. We're very special. I don't know. That or like proper fingering.
Shocker!
Two in the pink, one in the stink, that's how that's done, yeah. Very light and shade, my show.
Dreamforce.
Is it a, what is it? It's a sales conference. Yeah. Well, how long's the conference? What is it? 3 days long? It's a week long. Okay, all right. Well, I'll quickly, for anyone that's not at the Dreamforce conference, I'll sum up what they're saying. I know fuck all about it, but like every sales conference there's ever been, they're going to be saying, "We had a great year last year. Next year, we're going to smash that." That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Metallica.
Government shutdown.
The government shutdown? Well, I think it might be permanent. This again, the government shutdown is like, yeah, within reason. Like, people think, oh, my God, the government's been shut down for 4 weeks. Go to Italy. They've done fuck all in 20 years. They're having an Aperol spritz on a balcony. Don't fucking worry about it. Am I a what?
Marionette.
I think you probably should have gone with puppet. I don't want to critique your heckling style, but marionette was a weird reach. Yeah, we get it, you're gay, but marionette. Star Wars or Trekkies? I hope Star Wars. I don't... Boo. Do you like Star Trek? Well, all right. That's fine. Do you know... hang on. I'm just going to... How old are you, my friend? No, but go on.
46, I think.
46? Look at the fucking mileage on it. Jesus. Bit of good news, Star Wars and Star Trek-wise. You can watch both. It's like being bisexual. Fucking have it. He's not. Well done, this guy fucking knows. Am I bisexual? In your dreams? San Francisco, stop trying to fucking turn me. Jesus, I regard you as the greatest comedian of this generation, yet after hearing your podcast conversations, I've come to see a deeper layer, that of a true philosopher. Your insights have guided me through difficult periods. I hope one day I can share the stage with you. Any advice for a comedian trying to find their voice? Where are you? Where's this fellow traveler? Where are you? Oh, hey there, how are you? What's your name? What's your name? Okay, come say hi. Come say hi, man. It's very nice to meet you. How long? What's your name? You want to get a photo?
Yeah,
let's get a photo. Oh, it's good to see you.
Same here.
And where are you from, man?
India.
India, which bit of India?
Hyderabad.
Yeah, I played Hyderabad last year. Yeah. I did gigs there. It was fucking incredible, man. Incredible. Love my Indian guys. I'll just take 2 seconds, right? So comedy is self-assignment. Life is self-assignment, right? So that thing of going, you have to write every day. People focus on performance. Performance is like, it's nice, it's fun, and you'll get better at it as you do more. But writing is everything. Just write jokes every day. That, and everything that isn't doing that isn't doing the thing. The life that you want is on the other side of the work you're avoiding. Good luck, brother. That's not my standard advice to new comics. Like, if I meet one backstage in a club, it's suck this, we'll see how you do. I thought that would be inappropriate this evening. Very best of luck, my friend. What inspired your awesome wardrobe? I'm always impressed on how snappy you look. Who's asking? Where's the... Oh, hey, man, how are you? One of my best friends is my tailor, a guy called Luke Sweeney, so he makes all my clothes. And basically, I said to him about a year ago, I said, I'd like to look as if I'm about to rob a train in the 1930s. I think mission accomplished, right? it's weird. I kind of think there's a weird thing with, like, just how men dress in America. I think you've oversold for comfort. I'm never comfortable. And I'm fine with that. What's your name? What? Chris. What do you do, Chris? You're a building contractor. Well, you've got a proper job, like a man. Fair enough. You're allowed to wear denim. What was that?
You're a marionette.
He's back. Wait a second. As you said that, I was doing that with my hands. I am not a marionette. Just like to walk like this sometimes.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tool. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.